Hey, Art.
So now there's six or seven people on here.
Hey, all right, good afternoon. Yeah, we'll wait a couple minutes and then we'll start with...
No, I got you. Nobody said hi, but I know there's probably at least seven people on here now.
Okay, buddy, be right back.
Yep.
Hey.
Say, Art, that's why I'm just getting back to work today, so.
Okay. Well, I know you were out for a week, but I was just curious if you got to experience all the wonderful weather or you actually got out of town and enjoyed some better weather.
No, I had a good mix of both, so.
Shot of it tonight.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jackson's here. I just want to say hi.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Arthur.
Good afternoon. Hey, yeah. Are you having lots of fun walking around in that ice and stuff that we've had?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I got some good ideas to make some good shoes for walking on the ice because I was slipping and sliding the whole way. It was slippery the last 2 days.
Well, you know, some people up in Portland have golf shoes, you know, that have the spikes in them and stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking of just taking some drywall screws and putting them through some sneakers.
Take your watch off and put them around your feet, it'd be like chains.
Yeah, that would be one way of doing it, although you wouldn't want to step in any water puddles.
Well, that's
okay, then take someone else's watch and do it.
All right, everybody, it's 3 o'clock. We're going to wait just one more minute, and then we'll get the meeting going. Be right back. Guys, let's go ahead and start the meeting. Again, we have a lot to cover, so hopefully we'll be able to get through it. And I believe our next regularly scheduled meeting is for the 28th of this month. So whatever we don't get done here, we can carry forward along with some other items. So I'd like to go ahead and call the meeting to order, and I'd like to begin with roll call. I'll start first with the board. Bill Stevenson?
Here.
Jerry Bird?
Here.
Art Stevenson?
Here.
Steve Jackson?
Yep, he's here.
Steve Gordon?
Here.
Randy House, and I'm here. Carol Kinney.
Here.
Lynn James.
Present.
Sal Barazna. Sal Barazna. LaWanda Miranda.
Present.
Carol Shar Hawkins.
Here.
Harold Young.
Here.
Kathy Dominique. Kathy Dominique. Tessa Brown.
I'm here.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks everybody for joining in. Appreciate that very much. And again, I would like
Mr.
to
Chairman.
Ask for the public, are there any members of the public that would like to announce themselves?
Yeah, this is Vance Hoddle with Canteen Bending.
Okay, I heard Vance Hoddle.
Terry Smith is here.
Yeah, welcome. Okay, anybody else? Anyone else would like to announce themselves? Okay. And agency staff, we have representing the agency, Eric Morris, correct?
I'm here, Randy.
Okay. Anyone else?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, again, let's go ahead and get this ball a-rolling. Call the meeting to order. We've done roll. Adoption of minutes. I know that the verbatim went out, and I know that the audio has been sent out. So I'd like to take a motion to adopt these previous minutes.
Randy, I make a motion we accept the minutes as recorded and transcribed.
I second.
Okay. Are there any changes or corrections to the minutes? Any changes or corrections? Okay, hearing none, we have a motion and we have a second. We'll do a roll call vote. Yay or nay, signify by Derek Stevenson.
Yay.
Art Stevenson.
Yay.
Jerry Bird.
Yay.
Steve Gordon.
Yay.
Steve Jackson.
Yes.
And myself, yay. Thank you. We have public comment. For those of you who were not on the meeting, last meeting, we're trying to really expand and be so much more inclusive on our comments, allowing comment not only at the beginning of the meeting, but also through open discussion following the meeting and following the board discussion during business action items. We want to hear from, of course, licensed wine vendors and also public. We feel that's very important to allow people to share their voice and their comments. So I would like to ask if there's anybody that would like to make a public comment at this time. Please call upon the chair, and I'll allow that for you.
Mr. Chairman, this is Vance Hoddle. I'd like to make a quick comment.
Yes, Vance.
Yeah, I just wanted all of the licensed blind vendors to know that we continue to work on your behalf to, you know, kind of support your ability to make a choice as to whether you use subcontracting or not. We don't feel that the rules as they are written are appropriate, so we're continuing to kind of work through legislators, et cetera, to make sure that anything that's adopted is in the best interest of the blind people who are in the program. So I just wanted you to know that if there's ever anything that I can do for you, you know, feel free to contact me, and I'll do my best. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment, Vance. Is there any other public comment? Okay. Any other public comment? Okay.
Randy, this is James.
Hey, James.
I don't need to make a comment. I just wanted to let you know I was on the line. So.
Thank you very much. Moving right along to training and education. Item A under training and education is request for BEP financial support funding for national trainings. With that said, what I would share with you all, and most of you have been in this program as long as I have or longer or close to it, but you remember there's been a great deal of inconsistency in how training has been sponsored, national training, and or how it has been funded. And so I know this is something that's near and dear to many of our hearts. National trainings are so important, both Sagebrush and BLAST. And so from my thoughts and perspective is that while our state training provides some good advisement, good assistance, and support to us at times, I believe there's nothing like national training. So, again, there have been times where we've been provided reimbursement for lodging and or travel and or registration. I think the last effort to receive funding from the agency out of set-aside dollars, I believe the request was met with, I believe, Administrator Johnson said she would only pay for our registration. And so just one registration to just one national training. And so I've kind of set the stage for that. I'd like any of the board members at this time who would like to weigh in on this or make comments or actually make motions to please ask for the floor, and I'll grant that.
Mr. Hoff?
Yes, Jerry?
Yes, I would like to make a motion that out of set aside, we fund the airfare, travel, same thing, travel, airfare, accommodations, hotel accommodations, and the registration be paid out of our set aside that we each pay for at least one of the in-service training outside the state.
All right. A motion has been made. Do I have a second for that motion?
I second that motion.
R. Stevenson has seconded that. There's a motion and a second. I'd like to open it up for board member discussion.
Randy, this is Art.
Yes, Art.
I think this is very, very appropriate. In fact, the elected committee, actually didn't have much say in a budgetary process for the vending program this year, or as a matter of fact, any year. And I know that all of the good states, the elected committee works intricately with the state licensing agency, putting together a budget to fund our program and to do the things that are necessary. And that hasn't occurred. And so I think this is very, very appropriate for us to be able to take advantage of at least one of the outside trainings, because it's very important to find out talk with other managers in other states, get good ideas on how to improve our program and stuff. And so, therefore, I actually think that it should have been a part of our budget that was proposed this year. However, it wasn't. And so I urge my fellow board members to support this because it's very important.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Board Member Stevenson. Are there any other board members that would like to comment on this? Okay. Are there any
Any other comments on this from licensed blind vendors or
Can I say something, Randy? Steve?
Yeah. Yes, please do, Steve.
I'd like to say that I've been in the program for a while, and I've never really had enough to save up to do that, plus anything I'm doing with my family. And so it's a good chance to get some training, and I'm looking forward to go to as many as I can in the future.
All right.
This is training.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Any other comments?
Training.
Okay. Hearing no other comment, I will share. I would like to ask Eric, Director Morris. I do know that I've been watching our set-aside fund grow, and I think last quarter there was like $23,000 in unassigned vending that came in. might not be exactly accurate, but it's pretty close. And as well, can you guys still hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And as well, the quarter before that, I believe there was about $12,000 to $15,000. So, again, as you heard from Art Stevenson and both Steve Jackson and myself, these trainings are so vitally important. And I'm not asking you to make a decision on this right now, Eric, but what's your thoughts on something such as this?
Well, Randy, I think I've talked about it quite a bit over the years about, you know, the trainings are good trainings, Sagebrush or Blast. The one thing to think about, and I'm not sure how much everybody's aware of it, the governor's put a moratorium on out-of-state travel. There was a memo that went out, it's been a while ago. I'll have to dig it up and I can push it to you guys about restricting out-of-state travel. So I'll need to see what we can and can't do based on that. But I'll let you know as soon as I can find out.
Well, thank you, and I don't know all the particulars, but I don't know, being we're not employees of the state, and maybe there's some maneuvering on how that needs to be funded, but I believe as licensed flying vendors, through our set-aside that we pay in for upward mobility training, there should be some workaround or support, so I appreciate you looking into that, and I know that we'll be submitting this motion to you. Any other comments before we move forward to call the question?
Jerry Bird.
Jerry?
Yeah, just a quick thing. I know what Eric just said, and that it's probably right, and that's mostly with state, I think, employees and that, and I don't think the state has a whole lot to say how we get to spend our money. These are set-aside funds donated or provided by each blind manager off of their income. So this is monies that I think we have the right to decide how they're spent without the state getting involved and trying to tell us how we should spend our money because they didn't spend theirs right or whatever. So once again, maybe the state, maybe the staff can't come. Well, that's okay. It's for the blind people. We're the ones that want to learn our knowledge of our program. So let's keep in mind, folks, that this program is designed for the licensed blind vendors. And I believe we're one of the only disabled people that actually pay back in a percentage of their income. So once again, we need to, I ask that we look at our handbook that states that we have the right to spend our money. We decide as licensed blind managers how our set-aside is spent. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. I would like to say before I call the question that it's certainly one of the allowable uses of set-aside, so I hope the agency puts into full consideration this motion when submitted. I will call for the question. There's been a motion and a second. I'll call for the question. Signify by yay or nay. Derek Stevenson?
Yay.
Art Stevenson?
Yay.
Jerry Bird?
Yay.
Steve Gordon?
Yay.
Steve Jackson?
Yay.
And myself would
please
be a yay.
Yay.
Okay, and so that motion passes, and we'll move on to number B. Number B is special guest presentations. You guys will see this moving forward as a placeholder upon our agenda. It will allow for special guests from time to time who want to make presentations during our meetings, either invited or, you know, otherwise. So are there any special guests that would like to present at this time? Okay. Hearing none, again, we're going to keep that on our agendas moving forward. And hopefully we'll be able to bring in the support that we need, professionals, you know. We need lobbyists. We need professionals such as Terry Smith and Jeff Tom and all the people to help make this program the best it can be. So looking forward, hopefully we'll be able to fill those slots and learn from those folks, and also hopefully the agency will be able to learn from them as well. Moving on to C, we have possible committees. Now, we currently have three committees, and that will be coming up here if there's any reports to give. But we have three current committees. One is Transfer and Promotion, chaired by Derek Stevenson. We have Rules Committee, that's chaired by Jerry Bird. And myself, prior to taking over the chairmanship, I was requested to chair the Retirement Committee. And I've done some research on doing that, and I'll give a report coming up. But we would like to fill a Training and Education Committee seat, and we would also like to fill a Financial Committee seat. As you may know, committees are going to be a very integral and important part of constructive change, and it's going to take all of us, and I just don't say that haphazardly. We need to all work together, and so just keep that in mind. I did reach out to LaWanda, and I do certainly respect her decision at this point not to serve as the Training and Education Committee Chair, because it does take a lot of time. I have reached out at this time to I would like to reach out to Lynn James at this time and see, Lynn, if you're on the line.
Yes. Yes, I am.
I would ask that you head up the financial subcommittee. Would you be interested in doing that?
Yes, I'd be honored to.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and we'll send out to you the bylaws and the section of the bylaws that directs on how you will function within that committee. But I think you'll bring a lot to this, and we'll be able to get a little bit better grasp of the budget and the financials and so forth and so on. So thank you very much. Is there any? Yes.
So is that going to be the budget and finance committee? That committee is going to work on budgeting and financial stuff. Shouldn't that be called the Budget and Finance Committee? And I also wanted to say, I thought Derek was the chair of the Vending Facility Development Committee.
Okay. Well noted. And we're coming up to that here in just a section, or in the next section. So thank you.
Okay.
So is there anybody at this time that would like to chair the Training and Education Committee? Did I hear from Steve Jackson?
Well, I was going to say something real fast, Derek, if you don't mind.
All right, that's fine.
I would like to help in a training committee. I'm not real positive what all my obligations would be, my duties, but if someone wanted to come into, you know, my C-store or wherever, my kitchen, and train with me, I'd be happy to, you know, help train somebody. I'd be happy to look into you know, some of the laws that Eric was speaking about. So, I don't know, is that good enough?
Yeah, well noted. I'd like to hear from Derek. I believe Derek was trying to get the floor.
Yeah, I would say I don't have a problem with sharing that. It's pretty near and dear to my heart. It's something that's been overlooked for the last, who knows, 20
right.
years. And the way it's currently being handled, I just don't think there's any structure or end goal in mind. And, we also need to make sure that, the manager who's doing the training and stuff is not going to be liable if the trainee gets, gets injured in their building. And there's all kinds of things that need to be covered, and we need to make sure is in place when we're training people.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Derek, I think you would do a great job at doing that, and I would ask you to chair that committee, and you've requested to do so. Much appreciated, and yes, it certainly needs to have some attention, as do our other committees. You know, there's been a while since we've actually had functioning committees, and so might take a little bit of work for us to get them up and get them going and, get them up to speed. But as you know, myself or yourself can't do it all, And I know people might get tired of hearing this, but it does take a village. And we are a village. We're the blind vendors here in Oregon, and we need to support and help and make things better for everybody. So I appreciate that. Art, do you still have a comment to make on that?
No, not on the training and education room, since Derek volunteered to be the chair.
Okay. I do want to also make a send a comment to you as well, Derek, at this point in time. I had a recent conversation with Kathy Gerlitz, wife of dear departed Ken Gerlitz, and I know Kathy would like to be involved in the program somehow. I don't think there's anything that precludes persons who aren't vendors from participating in a committee. So, just so you know, that might be something she's interested in doing. So, anyway, we have a lot of business to take care of, and we've appointed Lynn James to the Budget and Finance Committee. How's that, Art? And then
thanks, Randy.
You bet. We've appointed Derek to the Training and Education Committee. So let's go ahead and move on.
Randy?
Yes, Jerry?
Yeah, I'd just like to say a comment since you brought up Ken Gertz and his wife, Kathy. I also had talked to her, and I just want to put this out there that she said she was gathering up all of Ken's equipment, sighted equipment of different sorts. I don't know all exactly what it is, but and she was going to turn them back to the Blind Commission, and she said she'd talk to LaWanda. LaWanda said to send them to her, and then she'll kind of get them sent out or something. So I guess if anybody in our program is interested in or to find out a list, you might want to get with LaWanda and see if any of that equipment would be helpful. Thanks.
All right. Well, and LaWanda, I don't know if you're on the line still or if you want to say anything to that or how you can help in that or how we can help you. Let us know.
Okay. My voice doesn't sound very good. I'm sick, but... Yes, I talked to Kathy, and I asked her to get a list together, and then I would get together with someone that sells used equipment and get a fair price for Kathy on it, and then get that out to all of the managers.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so moving along, we have the director's report, and again, for those who may have not been on our last meeting, we moved the director's report to the top of the agenda because we feel it's important and many times, it's extremely important and felt many times that following the meeting and at the end of the meeting, it became very rushed and, time got away from us and we didn't get as thorough of a report possibly in some instances or even time to ask and get the answers to some questions. So, Director Morris, I know that you provided the report, and it was a pretty thorough report, and we appreciate that. Hopefully we'll expect those, you know, prior to each meeting, or, you know, as available or the best of your ability. But we wanted to review and follow up questions and answers on the report if you're willing to provide us some answers on some of the questions that were raised.
Randy, I saw your email this afternoon. I can definitely try to answer some of it, but not all of it, so I'll do the best I can.
Okay, so, and some others might have questions as well. I wanted to start out with, so when will the Edith Green location be put out to bid again?
It went out to bid before I left for vacation.
The Edith Green?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Maybe it bounced back. Did anybody else see it?
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you. I don't know what happened with that. I apologize. I know that you had mentioned that it went out to bid and there was somebody that expressed interest in it and then that person decided not to move forward. Was there anything that came up that caused that person concern, or was it, I don't know what you can share with us, but can you give us a little bit more insight into those particulars?
Well, I'm just trying to think of the right way. There wasn't some secret inside information thing that they figured out. It was basically from a personal perspective, they didn't want to pursue it. So.
Okay, and I guess that's what I was wondering, if it was something related to the facility that maybe gave them pause.
No.
Okay. And so under number two, Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't read that thing either, but I was just wondering, is there attached vending to that, or has it been removed?
There's vending in the building, Derek, but there's no satellite vending or attached vending to it.
Oh. Did there used
Derek,
to be?
Yeah, Derek, I can weigh in on this, Eric, if I may.
Sure.
Or you can. Go ahead. So my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, but there was Joe Bassett's former route, and I guess there's some different perspective on if it was a facility or a route, but I know that it was identified historically as a vending route when Joe Bassett was alive and operating the vending. My understanding is that was assigned and attached to the Edith Green facility, and then it was, prior to the bid, it was stripped away from that. Is that correct?
Yeah, because the thing to think about with when Joe Bassett was running the Edith Green facility, and I didn't realize this till much a longer period of time after I got here, was that the Edith Green facility, quote unquote, was a small snack stand down in the basement. It wasn't the cafeteria. So when they remodeled, you know, we went through the arbitration because GSA had said, hey, we put this whole new cafeteria in, you guys have to compete for it. Well, the cafeteria that's there is not a cafeteria. It's smaller than a cafeteria. It's more of an upscale snack bar. So that was the whole arbitration thing we went through. Now, the financials for that location are much different than, and I haven't compared and contrasted them, but it makes $60,000+ a year as is, with no vending. And there's some vending attached inside the building. There's, I think, three or four machines down in the vending area downstairs. So it's much different than it used to be back in the day. There used to be a large cafeteria there that we did not operate. And from what I understand, it used to be a lot like the Bonneville Power Administration cafeteria. Big, big, big setup. But after 9/11 was, you know, drastically reduced based on security. So $60,000+ a year, I think, is it's a pretty good place to start.
Derek, do you have any other questions for Eric on follow up?
Yeah, I'd like to. Is that 60 gross or net?
I believe it was net. I'd have to go back and look. It's in the bid document that I pushed out to you.
Okay, and the only thing I have to say is, you know, when you're making decisions that affect the possible livelihood of a blind manager, you know, those, I feel those discussions should be made with and help decided by the BECC board. I don't think that's necessarily something that you should be just making the decision without discussing it with the board.
Hey, Eric, if I may ask you, how did you make that decision?
I think I just explained it.
Well, I didn't quite hear it. Did you go to the committee to ask your participation?
Because the Edith Green facility itself is totally new compared to what it used to be. So it stands alone on its own 2 feet.
Okay, and yeah, Art, let me ask one more question, and then I'll let you. Where is that vending going? I believe it's about $2,000 a month that was assigned to that location and now is not there. Where's that vending going now?
Into set aside.
And how was that decision made?
I don't know if there was a decision, Randy, after Joe Bassett died, and now that Ken's back.
Well, I mean, I know, but once it was assigned to the Edith Green, and now it's going into the agency, who made that decision?
I guess I did.
Okay, thank you. Art?
Am I off mute?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I do believe this absolutely should have been a part of active participation. Obviously, the bidding process is a transfer and promotion. I'm quite pleased, and I didn't go over all of the financials yet on the Edith Green building, but, you know, there... this decision should have absolutely been done in conjunction with the elected committee because obviously it is a facility development decision and the law actually mandates that should be done. For the record, you know, there are some people that might not have been on that, but could have had an opportunity for a promotion, and now they're not necessarily, may not bid on it to get a promotion. And so those decisions should not be arbitrarily made just by the director. It should be in consultation with the elected committee, and then, of course, you know, the decision can be made. So, yeah.
Randy, your point has been made. Thank you very much. I would agree with you. I'll hear from Jerry, and then if there's nobody else on this, I mean, obviously, we fleshed out our concerns here, right? Jerry, go ahead.
I'll just keep pounding, but it's just really one that's just been troubling for actually quite a while now that Mr. Morris apparently believes that he's the sole decider and of how we'll run our program. And I struggle to keep telling, you know, read our statute, read the handbook. And even the Randolph Shepherd Act, we are to be kind of like partners in this program. I don't know how many of you, if your partner just does whatever he wants without asking and discussing it and you figure out what's the best way for actually the people that's going to most concern, is not active participation, it's dictatorship. And I think that's what our statutes and stuff we're trying to get away from, you know. And David, Eric, you know, you have some good ideas. We really could use you to work with us and be creative to get, you know, stuff that's actually given to us or provided to us for employment opportunities. So once again, I'm very concerned with us now. We're like an advisory group, and we know that's not true. And if you do not, I believe if you do not follow our rules and start going through the process. We know you bear final decision, but that won't give you the opportunity to bypass our steps to have a say. So if you continue to do so, I think all we can do is maybe try to find out, that you've got to stop doing that. If you don't follow them, then whatever you do is no good. I mean, if you don't follow the procedure, then your procedure is null and void because it didn't go through the process. And there's a process we all got to follow. So, once again, I'm very, very concerned with this. Continues to be absolutely the board's just nothing, and you will make all decisions. So,
Jerry,
you to please, please try to work with us. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry, and well noted. I'd like to move on.
I have one more comment.
Go ahead, Derek.
This throws concerns into what is actually happening in Gordon Smith's location. Was the vending removed from that location? And if so, why was that? That would be a question for Eric, I guess.
Randy, you want me to respond?
Yeah, please, Eric. Yeah, so, you know, and I appreciate that, but please feel free to respond to the board members' questions. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So I talked about that the last meeting, if you guys will recall, that we weren't going to put something out to bid that did not follow along with self-filling of vending machines. And the vending that was attached to Gordon Smith's location was far flung across the state, so it didn't make any sense in a logical manner to put that facility out with the vending attached to it that would make any sense to, you couldn't self-operate it. So that's why I did what I did.
Okay,
and I might ask, if I may, Randy, how he said
hold on,
the
hold on.
Sorry.
Derek, hold on just a second. I think Derek was just finishing.
Okay, sorry.
And, go ahead,
yeah,
Derek.
I'm assuming you're talking probably about the prison, but was there not any other, like the Cow Creek rest area and other places that were feasible for a manager to operate? Or did you just remove all the vending?
All of it except for the stuff in the building.
Okay, see, to me that's not proper because those locations can be serviced by a person that's in Roseburg, and you know, if the time comes that you have the right to force managers to steal all the machines, that's when you know you might be able to take action. But until actually that implementation plan and all that stuff happens, I don't think that you should be making that move, and I definitely don't think you should be making that move without discussing it with the board first.
Thank you, Derek. Let's hear from Jerry, and then we'll, if there's any other comments out there in the...
Okay, thanks, Randy. Derek kind of summed it up. It's just that I can see Eric keep trying to make, you know, there will be no more subcontracting and vending going out that you do not fill. And I have researched a lot of the stuff, and there's never been, just like the proper procedure I just discussed, was ever brought to the board and an written implementation plan. I've never received one. I haven't seen anything on paper. We got it from Eric that LaWanda and Harold and Char went in and talked with him and Dacia behind closed door and come up with an implementation plan. Never brought it to a meeting to have it talked about, discussed, and voted on. That means it didn't happen. But Eric,
thank you, Jerry.
Happened, so thank you.
Yeah, thank
Randy,
you very much.
Randy,
is there anybody else? Yeah.
I hate to drag this on, but I think I'd like to make a motion that Eric reinstate all vending to the current locations of Edith Green Building and to Douglas County until such time that it's shown that they can legally remove those
okay, a motion has been made. Do we have a second on that?
I second it. And Randy, I want to make a comment here after my second. And I want to point out to Director Morse that RSA came out here and did a monitoring visit several years ago, which I was part of. And in that report, there was a recommendation to combine facilities to enhance and make viable facilities for blind license managers. And I would also say that in the bid announcement for Douglas for the cafeteria, I see that there's renegotiations going on with the contract, and I also read that the building population is 220, which seems to me not to be quite appropriate to have a full-blown cafeteria in. And, of course, there has been no active participation in this. You know, decisions are being made that aren't necessarily good decisions, and we're not being a part of the process. And so I want to point that out to you, that RSA recommended that we combine facilities, and that's why I'm seconding this motion of Derek's, and I don't believe, actually I don't think you should have took any of the vending away, but I most certainly don't think that you should have taken the ones that were actually close enough for the blind license managers to service those machines, including, I believe, there was a discussion of a C-store being developed in that area also, and quite frankly, that should be added in order for a blind license manager to make a decent living. Thank you.
Yeah, Art, I wanted to make a comment here, just a follow up on that. And we do have a bunch of other business, so I mean, I think we've made our point here. We have concerns of how decisions are being made without active participation and apparently arbitrarily and capriciously, and maybe even in violation of the intent of the law. But I guess my concerns are, Eric, and I haven't looked at the bid, so I don't know if you're saying that the current business in there cleared $60,000 a year or not, but even at that, to try and limit anybody's potential on making more money, is probably not, in my opinion, the best avenue to be taking. And then again, on the Douglas County, that location went out, and it looked like it made $24 a month profit, and that goes out as a bid, but the vending wasn't attached with it. And so, you know, I'm just concerned. Hopefully we can find a way to work through this moving forward. But, anyway, a motion has been made and a second has been made. Is there any further discussion before I call the question?
Steve Jackson, I want to say one thing.
Yep.
Randy,
go ahead.
5 years ago, like Art was talking about, when RSVA came, they were telling everybody to join routes, and a lot of managers had a chance to get extra work, to work more and have more responsibility and then achieve more money. Well, that's when I was able to go to the BPA, because the state building, was minimal profitability because of, it's always closed and stuff. So I really think that it's a good idea to put out bids when anything goes out, and those bids need to be awarded to the managers in the program. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So a motion has been made, a second. I would like to call the question, signify by saying yay or nay. Derek Stevenson?
Yay.
Art Stevenson?
Yay.
Gary Bird?
Yay.
Steve Gordon?
Yay.
Steve Jackson?
Yay.
And myself, yay. Thank you.
Brandy?
Yes, Jerry?
I just, before we get much further, I would like to, make a motion that the written director's comments that he sends to us be attached to our meeting minutes so they're part of the record.
Okay. Let me ask Eric, is that something that we can handle just by a simple request, or would you need a motion on that?
On what?
What Jerry just said.
I'm not quite clear what Jerry was actually saying, to be honest.
Okay, Jerry, do you want to repeat that?
I'll explain it and then I'll repeat it. My idea is we're now getting, which is a pretty good idea sometimes, to have the director's comments be written to us that he sends out, like these ones he did. That way they're easier to follow and they're actually questions are asked, and then we can bring them back to re-ask maybe on his answers or whatever. But either we need to read them into our meeting for the record, or they need to be attached to the meeting as written on and access to everyone. So my point being is, so your director's comments need to be part of the record. When the
hey, Jerry, thank you, Jerry. Hey, Eric. So, what's your thoughts on how best we can accomplish what Jerry's trying to get at?
Well, I guess there's two different things. Normally, I don't provide all of my director's comments ahead of time in a written format. So, if that's a request, then